Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. And I know someone would say, with all that's going on, how in the world can you possibly say that? Well, my darlings, God is in control, as hard as it may seem, and as rough as the day may be, God is in control. Oh my God, he is in control. He got it. We have to remind ourselves, we have to encourage one another, and we have to encourage ourselves to know God is in control. Find something, a subject, or a place, a person where you can just laugh. Just laugh. It's medicine. It's good medicine. Laugh is good for the soul. Ooh! And then you just look around and see how God has been good to you in spite of your self-righteousness, in spite of your whining, in spite of he has blessed you so well and you have the utter audacity to turn your nose up at someone, or because you think that you've got it and you know it all, you have the audacity. And God loves you, and God is kind to you, and he's patient with you, and he's steady providing for you, opening doors for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a lot. When you see the poor on the street, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Does it touch your heart? Do you say a prayer for them? God is that smile, that encouragement, that dollar, that 50 cents, that's all the change I got, and not saying it out of compassion and love and wanting God to multiply it for them, because that soul belongs to God, and you have a golden opportunity to do something for that individual, to put a smile on their face. Hallelujah. This is the day we look to God and know that he has provided for us and has provided so that we can do something for someone else, that we can, our eyes are open and see how God has been so kind and merciful to us. This is the day. Oh, yes, it is. When people have thought you were foolish and you don't have this and you don't meet their standard, this is the day. You know that you are the king, the king, the one that gives breath to the earthly kings. Yes, this is the day. This is the day. Hallelujah, that we rejoice in it. Yes, hallelujah. We'll rejoice and we're glad in it. We're happy in it because God, woo, almighty, the maker of the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, is in control. Not selfish man, not greedy man, not self-righteous man, but God. Ah, hallelujah. He's guiding us. Hallelujah. All those who will yield to him. Woo, this is the day. Hallelujah. This is the day he extends his mercy and his grace, his love, his peace, and his joy. This is the day. Oh, yes, some rough things and decisions. And, oh, Lord, how? God, we ask that you remove all of that and let us just rest in this is the day. You are in control. Hallelujah. Remove fear and doubt. This is the day. Woo! God good. Hallelujah. Woo! when he speaks to you, this is the day. It's a blessing. The Lord is. Hallelujah. This is the day. Lord, we thank you. We hear that. We glorify you. Oh, we're rejoicing. Yes. Now we have an opportunity to pray for our brothers and our sisters who are in devastating situations, life-threatening situations. Oh, yeah, this is the day. Oh, God, hallelujah. This is the day. Oh, this is the day. Whoo, it's powerful. This is the day right here. Yeah, this is it. This is the day. Hallelujah. That I come alive, that even more, I'm more aware of God and his presence. This is the day that I understand that I'm a child of the King. Hallelujah. More and more, I understand. Hallelujah. More and more, day by day. Hallelujah. And you find yourself like, Lord, this ain't me. But it opens your eyes, lets you see. Yeah, this is the day. Clarity. Hallelujah. Stop getting lax. What's going on now? You're sensitive and you see what others are going through because, you know, you get there and you're, oh, I can't understand. I don't know why. Now you understand. Now you know why. Uh-huh. Because it could happen to you. Mm-hmm. You can just get in that chair and start rocking because you know you good. You know you good. You know I'm good. I fast and I pray and look how God has blessed me. I got this. I can just do what I want to do. I got money. Yeah. I go to church. I give God this. Oh, okay. I read. All right. But God gave an example of that. So we thank the Lord for letting us see. Hallelujah. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes. But he loves us. Hey, he loves us. And he's kind to us. And he's faithful to us. And he wants to encourage us. Come on, come on, come on. It's not in you. It's in me. It's in me. This day. I created this day. Everything. Uh-huh. I've given you the strength. Uh-huh, the fortitude, yeah, the push, yes, to keep it moving, to desire holiness, pure, true holiness, yes, and that comes from me. Ah, the Lord said, not Margaret, this is the day, yes, that we can pray, hallelujah, 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 for someone, yes, Lord. This is the day. It's a good day. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good day. It's raining outside on our side, and there's storms and snow and fires, but God is in control of it all. This is the day, hallelujah, that someone is coming to the Lord. This is the day. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the day, exciting day. Yes, God is in control. Thank you. He's given us a little more wisdom. Yes, clarity, opening our eyes that we can see that it's not about all of, not, it's just about him. I was thinking and saying, Lord, what's going on, you know? And Second Chronicles 7, 13. And I know that I assume, but I can't find it, and it's probably just right there in my face. And I just can't remember the scriptures that I read that went so well with it. And Second Chronicles, I know we're doing this a little different. You're saying where I'm going, but I got the flow. I got the move with the flow. So let's just do that. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Who I am is not that important, and who we are definitely not that important. So when it comes to just, let's just move. Second Chronicles 13. And it says, and I probably just need to read the cross scriptures, but it says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. And the verse that I'm looking for, it says, will you still worship me? Ooh, after all you've been through, God has blessed you, and boy, you don't even act like the same person, you know? And can you and will you worship God if he took all of it away? And you say, well, God, you just did this. And I know God won't do this, but it's just a test. And he does test us. I'm like, Lord, it's just a test. If it appears that you're saying, well, I pray, and so I know this won't happen or that won't happen. Can God test you? Will you come out acing the test? You know, can we? Are we so wrapped up in our form of prayer that we forgot who we're praying to and relying more on our formula? Just and say, God, my heart won't take it. This won't take it. Then you can begin to see something, you know. What others are going through, because we sometimes have a tendency, when we're good, we have a tendency to turn our nose up or say something is wrong with that individual, that they still going through all of that. That's not your call. That is not your call. If God wanted you to know, he'll tell you. But can he trust you with the information? You know, we have to be mindful and stay encouraged to remain humble before God and grateful. This is the day that the Lord made. We didn't make it. No, it's the day that our Father has made, and we have golden opportunities. So we truly ask the Lord to allow us to miss the golden opportunities, to provide us with sharpness. Because a lot of times we're just not thinking, and we're going and moving, and like, oh, Lord, I could have did this. I didn't say this. I didn't. Oh, what was I thinking? And yes, everything we do, we're guided by, should be guided by the Holy Ghost, so that we don't just do things and put ourselves in danger, naive walking, but directed by God. There are some, our God is telling us to extend our hand to, and there's some, no. So we have, the main thing is, for I'm saying, that's on my heart, is to be guided by God. Be humble before our God. Be guided by our God. Our attitude, you know. Well, they just need to go on up and get a job. If they get a job, they can do this and they can do that. You don't know why God have a person where they are, you know. So if God leads you, open your eyes and say, give to this individual, do it. And if he said hold back, you still have to be obedient. You have to hold back. But we can always pray. We can always pray. God is in control. This is the day that the Lord God has given. We want to be guided and directed by him in everything we do. This is the day. Yes, this is the day that the Lord God has made. Woo! He is in control. He is in control of the day. Oh, tear down some more walls, God. Tear down more walls so we can come to the place of clarity and understanding that you truly love us and that we can trust you. God, tear down the walls, regardless to what man would say. Even those who say it have walls and they really don't know that you love them. And that they can trust you. Oh God, your people, your children, in the name of Yeshua, allow us to come to that place of absolute trust in you. Oh my God, you love us so much. Let us all who identify with your name, who are called children of the Most High God, let us all come to the place where we know without a shadow of a doubt that you love us. And we have, oh my God, hallelujah, our eyes are open, our ears are open, and our heart is tender and obey. Oh God, only you can do this. Only you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hallelujah. And we can trust you so that we can say, this is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. And Father, before we go any further, we like to say, thank you for forgiving us, for forgiving us all our offenses that we have committed against thee. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us. Our words, our thoughts, our deeds, our lack of obedience, our lack of love, and our lack of trust. Forgive us. Help us, God. Help us all. Build, hallelujah, and understand that you love us and we can lean on you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for this day. Hallelujah. And we thank you for refreshing and renewing us. Yes, Lord, this day. We thank you for wisdom, for thank you for knowledge. For this day, clarity and understanding for events for this day. We thank you for filling our mouth with words, dear God, for this day. Hallelujah. We depending on you for everything. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we thank you for remembering our children and our grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren. We thank you for remembering our house. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Not only ours at this moment, but your people everywhere. Bless. Let the world see what it's like to be a child of yours. Almighty God. And our children. Oh, God, oh, they're in a circle. Oh, God, oh, oh, my God, guard them. Oh, the smooth talkers, guard them that from them that would lead them astray. Almighty God, oh, God, open their eyes that they can see the truth of it. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, almighty God, you appoint the inner circle. Oh, God, you appoint those in the inner circle. You appoint those in the outer circle. Almighty God, hallelujah. Put those around them that would encourage them once to worship you. Almighty God, to love you and to be obedient to you. Ooh, God. Yes, Lord. No compromise. That inner circle. Bless it, Almighty God. Ooh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, be their strength, be their leaning post, Almighty God, their help and their shield, Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, and let them not lead anyone astray. Oh, give them a heart, a hunger for you, God, their gifts, Almighty God, God, them, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Oh, God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Guard them, God. Hallelujah. Even from themselves. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, God, where they're toned down, build them up. Yes, Lord, where we made errors, God, fill it, change it. Almighty God, all of what we didn't understand. Oh, and bringing them up, our children. Almighty God, hallelujah. 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 Ooh, your word, Almighty God, hallelujah. Ooh, you assign them to us to bring them up, hallelujah. Ooh, in righteousness and holiness, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Remember, God, for your glory, hallelujah. They belong to you, God, hallelujah. We thank you for guarding them and protecting them, shielding them, our nieces and nephews, God. Thank you for guarding and protecting them. Oh, God, they're in a circle. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, may they all walk. Oh, strong and tall and firm their steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory. When they walk, ah, God, oh, they recognize the children of the Most High God. Oh, their steps, God, are ordered by you. Oh, God, it sounds, Almighty God. Hallelujah. It makes a sound when they walk. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. And some are so blinded, God. Oh, they're being misguided and misused. Some of them are in the woods. These United States, God, in the woods. No place but the woods to call their home. Oh, God, woo, mighty God, oh, our government and those that you've empowered to work with the youth and young adults, Almighty God, woo, put a sense of urgency, loose the funds in the hands of knowledgeable, humble people who will not exploit the youth and those that it was purposed for, God. We need you to save them. Yes, Lord. Rebuke the spirit of murder in this land. Oh, God, let us all, God, walk rightly before you, God, so they can see what it's like, that they can trust what is being. Oh, God, give them hope. Oh, God, stay the hand of the enemy. Oh, God, all souls belong to you, God. We need you. We need you here in these United States. Yes, we do. To guard and protect. Oh, God. Hallelujah. To be the God of these United States property and his territory. Oh, God. Everybody say, call my. Oh, God. Ooh, God, let you be our mighty weapon of defense. Almighty God. Oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You knew this day would come. Almighty God, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Woo! Put our faith and trust, hallelujah, is in you, Almighty God. Ah, despite all that's going on, God, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. It does not affect. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, mighty God, my God, it does not affect your kindness nor your mercy, your grace nor your favor. Thank you, Lord. You're not affected by the things that's going on in this earth. You are God. Almighty God,
can still walk tall. Thank you that every need is met. Glorify you for your faithfulness, your kindness, your peace, and your joy. Thank you, God. Puzzle all that is going on, it does not affect what you do for your people. God, we thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your provision. Almighty God, oh my God. Thank you, Lord. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God. It is well. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is well. Thank you, Lord. It doesn't change who you are and what you do for your people. Thank you, Lord. You still protect. You still shield. You still guard. Still provide. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Fear no evil, but thou art. Oh, Father, our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, yea, they walk through, walking through the valleys of the shadow of death. God, we thank you for the strength that you've given them, the determination that you've supplied them with, and we thank you for the love that is being bestowed upon them, the gift meeting their needs, the nations across this earth. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being with them. Hallelujah. We know that none is perfect. Hallelujah. But we thank you for helping them. Thank you for hearing their cry, Almighty God. Thank you for fighting for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for being their help, Almighty God. And the innocent everywhere. Hallelujah. Your souls that are suffering are at the hands of another. We thank you for defending them and protecting them and not just leaving them to mishap. We thank you for guarding them and guiding them to a good place. In Yeshua's mighty name, glory be to your name. We love you, but more importantly, you love us. And we thank you, Father. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You thought we were saving. And you sent your son. Hallelujah. 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 For God so loved the world. Yes, Lord. Thank you. You thought we were saving. So you sent your son. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless your name. Guide us now into worshiping you according to your will and your way. Remove the stumbling blocks and the hindrances that would keep us from worshiping you and acknowledging your desires. Oh, God, let it be without any effort. Let it be so nice and smooth. You know our heart's desire is to please you. And we thank you for doing it, allowing us to do it. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And we can take confidence. My Father, my God, God, not things, but God himself. And only God can keep us strong and committed. Only God can keep us strong. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. For this wonderful day. God loves us so.
Hallelujah. And I thank God for not allowing anything or anyone, any circumstance or situation to cause us to doubt it. Anything try to come up, it just multiplies the reassurance and the power of God's love for us. There's power in the love of God. Woo! Glory for his children. Anything try to touch it or alter that, it just busts out and more love, more confidence, more just overflowing with blessings. So more and more. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yes, Lord, don't disregard anything. You come in, the light look like it's turning red. It just stay on green a little longer. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. This Lord, I thank everything. I'm telling you. Oh, you didn't get soaking wet. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I'm at the bus stop and look at my hair and I'm going for an interview. Oh, God, put a covering all over me. So, oh, yes, Lord. Oh, dry up. Oh, look better than I ever did. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. However you do, whatever you do. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, that's a big thing. Hallelujah. 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 I got favor. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, favor. Favor with the babysitter. You can't pay the babysitter. The babysitter just work with you. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. I just did. Oh, God. And it's just not temporary. It's just permanent. Yes. Hey, God. Woo. Glory, 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 glory. I didn't think I know how to do this. And, oh, it don't look like it's going to work out. God, I just think it just worked right on out. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, 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 glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I remember. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me. Let us exalt his mighty name together. Hallelujah. That's right. Just praise him. He's good. He's just like that. He's just that kind of God that we can just bless his name. We can just depend on and trust our leaning post. Yes. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Cleansing our attitudes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, refreshing and renewing. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. This is the day. Dust. Oh, my. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day. No self-pity. This is the day. I'm a child of the Most High God. He fights my battles. He provides for me. Hallelujah. He gave me a job that I didn't even qualify for, but I do this job real good. Not because of me, but because of him. Huh? Ooh, how did she do that? How did he do that? Ooh, where to get the understanding? It's all about God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. This is the day. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord. Oh, this is the day. Oh, yes, it is. This is the day. Father, we just thank you. This is the day. Oh, God. This is the day that you have made. Oh, we're trusting and we're believing in you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. This is the day. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. This is the day. Glory be to your name. This is the day. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the day. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day. Almighty God, this is the day. This is the day. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Find favor. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day. Yes. Ooh-wee. Hallelujah. Crazy. This is the day. Yes. Refreshed and renewed. I can inhale. This is the day. I can exhale. This is the day. Yeah. Oh, I have a perfect day. Well, it's just better. It's refreshing. It's lighter. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory, glory, glory. If you didn't need it, somebody needed. So I'm just rejoicing for the somebody that needs. Hey, this is the day that I'm not selfish. I can rejoice for someone else. You know what I'm saying. Woo. Hallelujah. This is the day that I'm not selfish. Hallelujah. Ooh, I can think of someone else. Yes, Lord, this is the day. I can be happy for someone. This is the day. Yes, someone's breakthrough coming. Just bust wide open. Woo, this is the day. Now, it could be a test, so don't forget who provided it for you. Hallelujah. Ooh, this is the day. Somebody may be walking into their test right now, and oh my God, you lift the weight. Ooh, be with them. Let them feel and know that you're there with them, Almighty God. This is the day. Everyone is not going through the same thing, but the process just and the realization that you're right there with them, Almighty God. This is the day. Hallelujah. We don't forget that we belong Almighty God. Yes, sir. Ooh. This is the day. Isn't that a blessing? That you know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the day that the Lord God, ooh, we just triumph over. This is the day. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you. You know what's so wonderful for me is to know when I keep hearing that God is aware, that God is present, that I'm in his presence, you're in his presence. God knows. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Hallelujah. I keep thinking about our truck, we had it laid up. Our car wasn't working. And Bishop's sister passed. And the car, we had no other choice. And looked at the truck and said, well, maybe we need to rent. Just trying to decide what to do. And our Mother Dunlap, bless her heart, I love her. She said, go out there, anoint that truck. You know what to do. Anointed that truck. Hey, slide the blood of Yeshua on. Hey, sometimes God allows things just for his glory. We put some oil in the truck, gassed up, and guess what that truck? Cleaned it up. We hadn't used it in about 4 years. And it took us all the way to Virginia, all the way back. Got a call that a family member down south wasn't doing well. I was going to go one way, and then Bishop said, well, why don't I just take you on down? That same truck. That same truck took us all the way down. The truck never stopped running. No problems with the truck. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Was it sometime after or sometime before? And Bishop was saying, I don't know if you can do it. Just got to let it sit here. I think that's what happened. But went out and anointed the truck. And the truck did what the truck was going to do. And we laughing and said, now, do you believe this? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you believe this? And I mean, rolling. I said it was setting up for 4 years. I don't think, did he change? No, I don't think he changed the tires on it. And we went that up that road and down that road. Hallelujah. And we believe that it was a test, a testimony to the glory of God. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to doubt God. It is the glory of God when we trust and depend on Him. Or we can step into that place of faith where you don't even think about it. You trust God, and I mean, not being foolish, not trying God, not putting God to the test, but this is what you need to do. You anoint and allow God, allow your faith in God, or allow God to work in it. You're His child. When we get to that place that so often, we hit and miss. But when we can reside in that place, when we can reside in that special place, oh no, with that truck. No, Bishop hadn't worked on it. I don't think he had it, because there was some time late. I think he and a friend was looking to see what needed to be done with the truck. And I think that was in the raw when we went, because we don't want to be liars. But that's why. Did a truck that had not been on the road for 4 years or on the street? just left it there sitting. And it cranked up. And we were in shock, but we were grateful. We were happy. That's right. That's right. God is good. I mean, just went out there and anointed the truck, and it moved on. Hallelujah. And we had such fun going up and down the road. We had such peace. I mean, it needed painting, but nevertheless, we did it. And I realized how much I have changed. There were just certain things, but, you know, we don't have to get into that. But I love the Lord, and I thank God for how He has worked in my life. Yeah. There were, it's no longer what people think, what people say, you know, and I'm happy about that deliverance. Happy about being comfortable in my own skin. I really am comfortable with that. I am comfortable. I love you, but I'm not going to try to impress you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I just want to live a life that's pleasing to God. And I, of course, want to be loving and kind and with my brothers and my sisters and any and everyone. That's my objective, yes. And be pleasing to my Father. So when that day comes, he won't say, "Depart from me, worker of iniquity. I never knew you." Hallelujah. I want to be able to say, I did what I was assigned. Or I want him to say, you did what you were assigned to do. My God from Zion. I can shout now. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? Hallelujah. No. You're saying, where is she going? And I'm saying, I don't know. I didn't plan it. But oh, my Lord. And I, you know, God,
Just God. Just, oh, and I'm telling you, Mother Dunlap, I just love her. I just love her, woman of God. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And basically, my background is from the traditional churches. My mom is really went to what we used to say holiness, you know. But that was never our denomination, and our home was never the focus. The focus in our home was prayer. And what did God say? What is the Bible saying about God? How is it lining up with what you want? Where's your faith in God, you know, to be bold enough to live a holy life before him? We understand that denominations are man-made, and they're not going to be all in heaven, all Baptists to the right. All, and I don't mean, I'm not, I no disrespect when I use the name, but this denomination to the right, that denomination this way, this denomination is not in heaven. Or it's not going to be any of that. It's not going to be those that. And God didn't, Jesus, that right there should cause us to cringe. But anyway, Jesus didn't die so we can have all these denominations. We need to wake up and really, really look at this. It was that all could worship him. The Gentile and the Jew and the Gentile, you know, different, the Jews, because of, and all other people come together and worship him. Come together and worship him. Come together and worship him. We struggle so hard with, we only, when we think of the people in the world, we make a box, and then we decide who's in that box. We need to get out of there, because we're going to really, it's going to open and eyes, the scales going to fall off, and we're going to see. We need to be able to minister as one in the body Christ to a dying world, and that's the way we need to see it, and we need the Holy Ghost to allow us to be effective in our witnessing and not what we have ordained to, oh God, to be. We really need to go back to the scriptures and see the definition of an evangelist, of a missionary, and we need, and of an intercessor, prayer warrior, just the whole definition, and pray the Holy Ghost give us clarity and understanding so we can walk effectively in our calling. A saint, those who minister, who's there to make sure everything is going good in the church, the custodians, as we would call them today, they need to be born again, children of God who's ministering and they're taking care of the physical, they and meeting the needs of the unfortunate. They need to be prayed. They need to know how to pray, when to open their mouth and say something, and when to keep their mouth closed and pray. You know, the place in which we minister needs to be guarded by the saints. And so often we'll say, well, I wasn't called to be a preacher. Okay, Father, then what did he call you to do? Then be effective there. Well, I just minister to my family. Is that what the Lord told you to do? We just need to stay on point and not give God what we are comfortable with. I'll say that. We need to give God what he wants and what he intended for us, what he had ordained for us to be before the foundation of the world, before he brought us out of our mama's belly. We need to understand. We just need to get clarity. Lord, where am I? What have you called me to? And thank you for giving me the strength to accomplish the task. Thank you for being my encourager. Thank you for giving me the wisdom for my task. Yes, the strength for my journey. Yes, thank you, Lord. Let's not get caught up. Let us not get caught up in what we want and how we want to do it. Let us be clear in seeking God for what it is that he has called us on this earth to do for him. Thank God for the saints that have gone forth and have given us strength now. Need to be that one that gives someone else to pass it on. Some of us have a legacy, a family history, and missionaries, educators. But what are you doing? You know, church founders, what are you doing? It's good to know, but now what are you doing with what you have and the time that God has placed you here on this earth? The song says, get right with God and do it now, and he'll show you how. I heard someone, there was a song, there was two songs. One was sung it, and I'm not sure if the lyrics were right, but excuse me, in my dream, we were singing another song. It was a hymn, and we kind of reversed the the words are reversed, excuse me, we just put the words in the wrong place or a stance. And this lady came and she started singing and she just went on singing it correctly. And you felt a little funny because then you're like, oh, yeah, you're singing it wrong. And we were singing it out of tune, not out of tune, but putting stance in the wrong places. The lyrics, that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you, Lord. And as we begun, and then we started singing it right. But she didn't say, oh, excuse me, you're not singing it right. You're reversing the lyrics. No. She just started singing it right. And we just joined it. Oh, yeah, just turned and started singing it. Sometimes we would say, well, after all, she could have said this. And she just go, yeah, if she's doing it right, just move with the flow. Have a good attitude. Yeah, have a good attitude. We thank the Lord and we ask the Lord to give us the right, may we have the right attitude today for correction, the right attitude for guidance. And when the Lord gives us clarity and understanding on a matter that he gives us the strength
to walk therein and to stand in truth. And not allow us to be moved by every whim of doctrine. Yes, we have to do that. Okay. Hallelujah. God is good. Excuse me, I apologize for yesterday. And then I had a means to, and I, just because I don't do it often enough, I forgot all about how to use it. But pray for my laptop. I dropped it. It seems like it's going to be all right, but you know, sometimes unnecessarily we get nervous about something. But using it for the Lord, so we thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that when my little laptop hit the floor, I'm like, what? Oh, yes, it did. It hit the floor. Praise the Lord. Whew. God. Hallelujah. But God. But God. God is good. God is good. Let's read the scripture. We have about 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know we have to do Genesis 1. Yes. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1 and 1, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. 26 of the same chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, my God. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Numbers, the 6th chapter and the 24th verse. Now, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. My brothers and sisters, nothing is missing. Wholeness and completeness is yours in Yeshua's mighty name. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. Go in the power of the Holy Ghost. God bless. Love you.